A country road winds past groves of tall oaks on the way to the tiny central Texas community of Serban. A white bell tower juts above the green canopy. It belongs to St. Paul's Lutheran Church, one of the nation's oldest churches in continuous use since its construction. The building was completed in 1871 by Slavic immigrants called the Winds. On this day, the church bells are clanging. A newly married couple and wedding party pour out of the simple but solid structure, built of stone and covered with white plaster. In the 1850s, the Windisch people came to Texas from Lusatia, an area in eastern Germany, seeking religious freedom and economic opportunity. They migrated to a new homeland on the banks of Rabs Creek and named their town Serban. It's about 7 miles from Giddings. St. Paul's once had the only school in America to teach the Windisch language. The old school building and several historic log cabins are on the grounds of the Texas Windisch Heritage Museum near the church. The bell tower and rows of arched stained glass windows are the only decoration on the church's exterior. But step inside, and the Windisch love of design is all around. The wooden ceiling is painted sky blue and stenciled in gold. Hanging from the high ceiling are ornate gilt chandeliers. Once lit by kerosene, they've been converted to electricity. The wooden pulpit perches 20 feet above the ground floor. A balcony extends all around the interior. It and the altar below are painted white and decorated with blue and gold motifs. Some church members are descendants of the original pioneers. St. Paul's held its services in Windisch until 1921. These days, the services are conducted in German and in English. Still, the Winds hold on to their unique heritage and style, contributing to the mosaic of Texas culture.